Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, after 7 weeks and 21 stunning houses, Rob and Janice McConnell in County Antrim picked up the title of the 2023 Home of the Year in last night's series finale. And we've always been fascinated, haven't we, with other people's homes. But now the social media is overflowing with influencers documenting their stunningly decorated homes. Has the fascination turned to obsession? Well, to answer that question, I'm joined by Roisin Murphy, architect and artist, and writer Kate O'Driscoll, former Home of the Year finalist. You're both very welcome.
We've always
been obsessed with people's houses, haven't we?
Absolutely. 100%.
Loving a nose into people's houses.
But now it has really crossed the Rubicon, isn't it? Because we can actually have a peek inside lots of different houses, Kate, including your own. I was having a look
Absolutely,
this morning.
Yeah. So we renovated our house in Rathmines in 2018. And at that stage, there was very few home accounts showing kind of the nuts and bolts of renovations, the warts and all kind of approach. So I kind of looked to a lot of the UK pages at the time. So I set up a page called Victorian Rathmines, and now that just kind of grew legs, I suppose, through COVIDs and through lockdowns. Everyone looked at their home and how they were living in it and how to use every space. There's no good room anymore. So I think, yeah, everyone's looking for inspiration.
And Roisin, how would you feel about someone having a snoop inside your house?
If they paid me dearly, I'd allow them to do it. I'm funny about the inside of my home, and just, I don't know what it is. It's a very private space. There is talk of me allowing somebody in this summer to look at it, but it's very core. I am very eccentric in my interiors, very eccentric, and particularly in my own. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, that thing where do unto others as you do unto yourself. I really apply that rule to myself. And my kids used to come home and complain and dream of living in a modern semi-D that didn't have things hanging out. And I have never painted my house, for instance. It's an old house, so I've let that, the line, all the story of the house. And you can see some of the lads coming in to do work and they're like going, why? She put, like, you know, bringing something really nice in and going, my God almighty. But I really, it's like a poem to me. Now that sounds very pretentious, but that said, I'm very particular about where it goes at the moment.
What gives me anxiety when I look at pictures, Kate, even your pictures, not a speck of dust or dirt, or is that a pressure when you're taking photographs?
I think you can take photographs at any time of the day. You don't have to share them at the same time. So I think we all have to take interiors that we see on Instagram with a pinch of salt. This isn't how people live. Some people choose to show like everything, you know, the mess, the absolute chaos. But I choose kind of to show the nice parts of interiors and kind of maybe teach people about how to make the best out of their spaces. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, we have to be really cognizant that not everyone's home actually looks like this 24 hours a day.
No, and it couldn't.
No,
otherwise, it's not a home.
No, you're not living in it.
I was looking this morning at the inside of Cara Delevingne's home. I know you liked it because it's got lots of colour, Roisin, and it is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
But does she actually do any living there?
Oh, no, I think she does partying. I mean, let's be honest. Cara Delevingne is an ad for not settling, having an alternative lifestyle and keeping your eyebrows. She has done it. Her interiors are insane. But I think the person who I was most surprised by, I don't know if you know her, but Gwyneth Paltrow's house was the one for me. I am a bit of a kind of like a celebrity house snoop. Partly because years and years ago, neither of you will remember this program. It was a program called Beyond the Hall Door where we did these house visits years ago.
I remember that.
Right. Yeah. Well, there was the big fantasy where at the time we said we were going to do this program and all the equivalent other halves were going, nobody's going to want to see into somebody else's house. That's a ridiculous. But interiors were very much the female space, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And one of the lads said, I would love to look into Niall Quinn's house though. And so consequently to that, I've always thought, you know, that obsession with how, if you had loads of money, does he like have a golf links? Does he have a little kind of small putting green somewhere? Do you know what I mean? I like if you had money and eccentricities, what would you put into your house? Mm-hmm. That's what fascinates me. And also, obviously, it's a funny kind of period around housing as well in Ireland. You kind of feel a bit kind of like there is the housing crisis too. So there's a kind of a moment where I think we're all thinking about how we live.
Yes. And everyone's home has become their castle. I think people are realising the value of having your own home. Kate, you're doing it again, are you?
Yeah.
Renovating again.
Yeah. So we sold up our house, our original renovation, and we're doing it again. Growing family, bigger garden. So we're kind of going back into the mess. And my husband and I are quite big DIYers. So I kind of share a lot of that on my Instagram page as well, just to kind of show people they can do some of the work themselves, but also a bit of a word of caution as to what not to tackle yourself.
Yeah, because some people will do that once and say, I am never doing that again. But clearly that wasn't the case with you. You're up for the challenge again.
Yeah, I've always been obsessed with interiors. So that's the exciting part. I think the exciting parts of getting a new house and a renovation is you get the house first, you go in, rip off all the wallpaper, you start lifting up floorboards, and you see that that's the exciting part. Then there's the middle bit, which is the hard graft and not as enjoyable, and you're living amongst rubble and you have children and you're trying to be safe with whatever work you're doing. And then there's the end piece when you get to do the pretty interiors again.
Yeah,
which
cushions.
It's just getting over that hump in the middle is the tough bit.
A listener says, why do none of the houses have curtains on Home of the Year? That must be terrible at night.
I don't buy into that too much. Like even our old house in Rathmines, we had just kind of some privacy screens on the bottom half of the big sash windows. So you could see the trees, you could see, you know, you could let lots of light in. I think we're very, we are very private maybe in Ireland, but we're starting to lift that guard a little bit. Like if you walk around Amsterdam, the canal houses, like dollhouses.
Well, I just think curtains mean cozy. You know, I like that feeling in winter.
I would agree with that because I think actually one of the big insulate, there is an insulate because I thought I had dispatched with curtains years ago, but in actual fact, they really do make a difference to drafts, sustainability, all that kind of, like this year when all the gas bills went up, curtains, velvet curtains, interlined curtains, I reckon they made a big comeback. Mm-hmm. For me, I am actually, and I hate to think, I am actually thinking I am going to put curtains. I haven't had curtains up for years, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's over for me. Maybe I'm back to the curtains and reduce the energy bills. That's the truth.
Look, makes sense. Yeah. It absolutely makes sense. You said there, Kate, that you, when you were going through this renovation project, people were looking for advice on the DIY jobs that they could do and they should do, and then the ones that they shouldn't. What are the ones they shouldn't do now that you've learned to have all this experience?
Yeah, there's a little bit. You obviously never touch gas or electrics yourself unless you're qualified. But besides that, one example I always give on my page, I stripped 50 stair spindles in my previous house by hand with a heat gun. And a lot of people message me looking for kind of advice on whether they should tackle it themselves. And my advice is do one spindle, start to finish, and then see if you multiply it by 50, is the time worth it?
Yeah.
You know, because I think people start to commit and there's that exciting kind of stage when you go into a new house that you want to kind of rip it apart and see what's behind things. But just know that sometimes wallpaper is holding walls together in these old houses. Sometimes stripping a spindle might take 8 months of your life if you do a few a night.
And like if you're working and you've got children and all of those, you know, all the busyness of life, it just mightn't be sensible to start doing the spindles yourself.
Absolutely.
Where do you go for inspiration, interiors inspiration online?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I go to Vogue Interiors. I like to look at my children's rap artists and various people they like to see what their interiors are. I know it sounds funny, but
cribs.
I was very fond of, remember in Show Me Your Crib, but I do love that because, and I like to, I haven't gotten mad into sustainability though. I've gone totally, like I'm looking up sheep's wool insulation. I'm trying to, I was saying it to Kate earlier, I'm actually trying to see if I can get an air to water pump into my old period home. That's my big ambition, to see if we can kind of get ourselves off the grid. So there are a lot of things I'm looking at, and I love looking at Pinterest. I am for particular, I would have a particular thing of kind of Bali interiors at the moment. This idea for me is, I don't know, to get inside my home, to get to feel like I'm on a desert island or whatever. And there, I just love that sense of old Dublin as well, where something like old tenement buildings and some of the old fittings they would use. I'm a big woman for adverts and done deal to see if you can get an old sink. So it's that eclecticism. But I have to say the best one would have to be House and Garden, the magazines. The magazines to me are still up there in terms of inspiration because they that's their currency. They're right on the button. They're selling magazines are still one of the key points for delivering information about interiors, the suppliers and everything. And they have a good photographer. They're trying to sell an idea. So I love them.
And are we still painting everything grey?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, we've moved on.
I think the neutral interiors are definitely, you know, we're seeing a trend for that for sure. But I think, you know, rich, earthy colours as
100%.
Are definitely coming in big time.
I'd actually say pattern, wallpapers, pattern, and even your children's photographs or their artwork. Yeah. It is grey and plain, and dark brown is the new grey.
Victorian Rathmines is still the handle,
Victorian
isn't it? Victorian
Rathmines
for Kate, and Roisin Murphy Architect with underscores in between the words. That's where we'll find Roisin. Thank you both for coming in. We need to take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.